Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial guys, Independent Solutions and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Andrew Cuomo says, you're not allowed to do anything until my team researches everything. The result of that, we're throwing away vaccines.
Welcome to the podcast, folks. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We are the Financial Guys. This is the Financial Guys podcast. And we're going to talk to you today about COVID, Cuomo, the mostly peaceful protests. And I'm going to continue to call them that because, honest to God, folks, all summer long, as D.C. was on fire. Have you seen the photos? Do you live under a rock, right?
How about Baltimore,
Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, Portland, right? So many cities were completely on fire, right? And as they're on fire, we talked about this in the last bunch of weeks, months even, right? CNN standing in front of the burning building, calling it mostly peaceful protest, or the other CNN anchor in front of the fiery but peaceful was the other headline. Fiery but peaceful. I want to say that
that's like being in Buffalo snowstorm and saying snowy. But, you know, Palm Beach-like.
Yeah. Just so ridiculous, right? And throughout that whole time, people in the media, people in the Democrat Party, not only were they encouraging it, not only were they justifying it, they were, you want to talk about fanning the flames?
No doubt.
We'll talk today about fanning the flames. Now, look.
It's about time, they said,
right? Now, look. I'm not justifying and saying, you know, don't give me this whataboutism. I'm not saying that, you know, what the left has done to our American cities justifies what some radicals did at the Capitol last Wednesday. No. That's not right.
You always take the higher ground. No
Absolutely.
Violence, right?
Here's the thing, though, and I'm going to be honest about this. I do believe that there's a small group of agitators, anarchists maybe, in this country. And I do believe that they are funded by outside sources. I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's Soros.
Not part of Black Lives Matter.
Not
part of the right wing, you know, folks that. But these are agitators that come. They smash the car windows. They smash the front of the stores. They get things going and they roll out of town.
I'm going to do some research. You know, we have day jobs, folks. And for those of you that are like, you didn't do the research. Look it. We run, like, I don't know what, 7 companies now, Mike?
Something like that.
We're busy, right? So this is a side gig, like the podcast, a radio show, right? Supports your business. We enjoy doing it. Done it for 22 years. By the way,
it's a side gig, but it's absolutely imperative because one of the things we found out is there's not a lot of people with a set of stones.
No,
and,
clearly
and
not.
And somebody needs to actually tell the right story, and that's why we continue to do this. That's why we love doing the radio show. Yeah. It is so absolutely important that somebody steps up and starts to share the right stories. Some of the videos we're going to play today that you said, if you're watching live, you might not be able to see it. They're going to be on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You need to watch these. You need to share these. These are so important to the fight. You know, part of the fight, and we've been fighting to open the economy, right? Open things. Just stop smashing restaurants. Stop smashing gyms. We have the research. We're going to talk more about, you know, some of that research today. But It's a part-time gig here, but I'll tell you what, it is absolutely imperative that somebody gets the right message out there.
It is, because no one's talking about the truth. What we have now in the mainstream media, folks, is full-blown propaganda. And I don't know how else you put it. Every single media outlet out there, the mob, the violent riots, every single media outlet called the protests in Washington riots. They insinuate that all million people that were there
were in trouble.
Let me tell you something. If the MAGA folks went to D.C. and a million people decided to all riot, there would be no more D.C. It'd
be
leveled
to
the ground, right?
They'd still be there.
Right? Remember how the left occupied 6 city blocks in Seattle and terrorized the residents? Right. People were murdered, folks.
Were raped, murdered. Yep.
Again, I'm not saying that what happened at the Capitol was wrong, but I will say this about the Capitol. I think what happens is you get a small group of agitators that fires up the crowd. Yep. They know how to do this. Certainly there was MAGA folks that jumped in not knowing any better, just following the mob mentality. Yeah. That's how it works, folks.
Yep.
And unfortunately, I think a lot of people are going to end up getting in trouble, and a lot of people should get in trouble.
Yes.
When it's one thing to rally on the steps. It's one thing to gather in force. It's one thing to chant and sing and all that good stuff. It's another thing completely, though, to break into, Pelosi's chambers. Yeah. That's not right.
Yeah.
Sitting at her desk, taking photos.
Cameras, smashing people's cameras, not right.
Not right. You know? Doing that kind of stuff is not right. No. However, completely not right, but some of the things that I saw, I'm very confused about. And we're going to talk about – I may have to do a whole separate video and podcast. Maybe that's Thursday's podcast, Mike. But some things I'm confused about. Let me explain.
The police letting them in.
That's one of those things. I watched as the doors were opened to protesters, and then I watched a video, and I watched the guy. You can hear the guy in the video clearly say, "We're on the same side. We're on the same side. Be nice." While the capital security and the officers stood there and held the doors for them as they walked into the Capitol.
Yep.
So explain that to me, because I think a lot of folks that entered the Capitol didn't realize potentially that, you know, what they were doing was
Well, if you're being welcomed in.
Right. If the security's holding the door for you, right?
The door.
I mean, what are you supposed to expect?
Smash the doors. Yeah. Now, some people, and you said this from day one, some people were scaling walls.
Yeah, that's
not right.
I got
to be honest with you. Most of all the, quote, protests we've been at, you know, the rallies we've been together at, most of those people can't scale walls.
Yeah, no offense to my MAGA brothers and sisters. I love you dearly, but most of you couldn't jump over a high curb. Let's be honest, right?
right.
We're all
without breaking an ankle,
right?
Or
yeah, with throwing a knee, something, right? Yeah. I don't know scaling
the wall like Spider-Man. Not in your resume, no.
Look, I saw somebody. I can still see my eye, so I apologize here, but I saw guys that were looked like. I mean, they were dressed in paramilitary garb, scale some of these outside walls. I'm thinking, there's a picture of one guy hanging. He's got a helmet on. Now, I've been to a number of MAGA rallies. I've been to a number of Tea Party rallies over the years.
I haven't seen one guy that could do that.
No. Never. But I've never seen a guy wear a helmet either. Like, the MAGA, just to give you guys a heads up in the media that maybe actually want to report something, normally the people with the helmets and the face shields, those are either riot police
Or
Antifa, right? Yeah. The MAGA folks are the ones wearing MAGA hats, you know, red hats, usually dressed in flags or patriotic.
I would just say everyday people,
maybe.
Right?
So maybe
a slight little beer gut, something like that, right?
Yeah. So you know, were there a few thousand folks there that probably deserve charges? Absolutely. And what they did, folks, and if you're on our side and you're listening to this, please, we have to be perfect, folks. We have to be on the right. Perfect.
Yep.
The liberals can get away with whatever they want.
Right.
They can lie, cheat. They can, you know, Rosie O'Donnell could put extra contributions in or whatever her name was. Rosie O'Donnell. Who was it that made like six contributions? And
O'Donnell.
Was it Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Dinesh D'Souza went and served 9 months in a detention center in California for that, for making one over the limit contribution.
Yeah, no.
Rosie does it five times. Oh, I didn't know.
No, not a problem.
You didn't know, but you changed your name, Rosie, and used a fake address. That's okay.
The mayor's daughter of New York City, the largest city in the country, right? Smashing windows with everybody watching all this violence, and you've got the mayor saying this is great.
Proud of her.
I'm so proud of her.
Again, not justify one does not justify the other. We condemned the riots with BLM. We're going to condemn what was the part of the riot in Washington. But again, to paint the brush to say that now all patriots and all Trump supporters are insurrectionists is outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. It really is.
The other thing, and the left continues to say we're going to defund the police. We're going to defund the police. You defund the police, and you continue to burn down cities. Expect backlash. That's going to happen. What you're doing is you're taking this rubber band and you're just stretching it and stretching it and stretching it. And at some point, these people are going to go, you know what? You've come close enough to my city. Bam, I'm done.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what happens when you just cannot say to a group of people, it's okay to burn down cities without a certain group of people going, I've had enough. I'm going to fight back.
Right. It's just what happened, Mike, was they set the bar.
Yeah.
Right. They set the bar.
Yeah.
Right. The Democrats and the liberals set the bar to say you can have 75 days of attacking a federal courthouse. Some of these morons on Twitter, by the way,
can take over a building.
I have blocked
a whole number of buildings without a problem.
I have blocked more people on Twitter this week than I have probably blocked in my whole life. And I'll tell you why, because Twitter is putting, first of all, Twitter eliminated about 20-30% of our followers, as well as most of the conservative followers. Right. Then what they did is they put out these bots. I see these bots pop up. There's zero followers, zero following, and they make ignorant comments, right? One of the ignorant comments was, wow, there's a big difference between a Target and the Capitol building. The federal building's different. Well, first of all, let me say this. No federal building is more important than somebody's business.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you that, right? The second thing is, you know, as conservatives, the vast majority of us respect our institutions. We respect the Capitol. We respect the Constitution. We respect the rule of law. We respect the traditions of things. That's important because traditions and rules and institutions outlast men and women, right?
That's right.
Those are the things that are timeless. So, you know, going after the Capitol, that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, we respect people's private property, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but the thing is,
property.
But the left did attack public buildings.
That's
they
right.
did burn down two police stations.
Yeah.
They attacked a federal courthouse in Portland
for
2 months.
Right.
2 months. Violently.
Two months.
You want to talk about violent process, by the way? Big difference.
Hours.
Big difference, Mike, between people taking a picture at Nancy Pelosi's desk and stealing her lectern.
And lighting
big
the difference, place up in flames.
Big yeah. difference as opposed to sending fireworks, blinding officers with lasers,
yep.
right?
Yep.
We had dozens and dozens of people killed. Dozens yep. of people killed. Dozens of officers injured and hurt. Some blinded permanently, right?
Yep.
Because of the constant... Almost, it was well, almost daily. It was daily. Daily attacks on the federal courthouse for 75 plus days
yep.
in Portland. And
yep.
the left cheered it on.
But
they cheered it on. So spare me your righteous indignation
yeah.
of, oh, my God,
yeah.
I can't. First of all, you should have known boarding up businesses, the MAGA folks are going to talk about not knowing your audience.
No,
right. You should have
right.
known if MAGA people are going to the White House or to Washington, you should know that they're probably going to occupy the Capitol. Right.
Yeah.
That's what they did in Michigan. You had precedent for that. You should have known what was coming. But I have an article here, Mike.
But they let them in. Not to mention, by the way, the months of burning down people's buildings and
mm-hmm.
businesses.
Shut the bar.
The ancillary things that are going to roll from that, which is, how about all the people who are going to die of anxiety and depression because
yeah,
you basically
sad.
Wiped out their livelihoods?
Well, people are. There's
city after city after city. You see McDonald's burning down, and of
yeah.
course, people go, "Oh, McDonald's a big corporation."
Yeah.
Well, McDonald's a big corporation, but somebody took money out of their pocket to buy that particular.
That's
franchise,
a franchise,
right?
yeah. It's
yeah,
not
that
like
particular
Target.
Franchise. And when the store, the small sneaker shop is on flames next to it. Somebody took out, and maybe mortgaged their house to be able to open that sneaker shop, right? Gone. They could care less about that.
Yep, no doubt. Let me just play this video real quick, Mike. And
I definitely want to, by the way, we have to play the video that you grabbed this morning, which is the numbers on the COVID.
Yeah,
and
I will.
There's been two folks that have been absolutely spot on from day one on this, and that's been you and I. It just makes me sick. I continue to say every day I wake up and I sort of like pray for some of these restaurant owners and these salons and these, I think, oh my gosh, I just cannot believe this is the United States of America. And then when you watch and listen to some of the videos that we're going to play later, it makes you even sicker because you say none of this stuff should have happened. None of it should have mm-hmm. happened. We were told millions of people were going to die. And now with the false numbers out of the mainstream media, and the CDC not having a set of stones, and the poor messaging on the Trump campaign, all this stuff shouldn't have happened. None of it should have happened. We'll talk more about some of the numbers, the actual CDC numbers, folks. Remember, you got to watch the science. We'll show you. We'll bring you some of the science later.
Well, now they're going to just wipe it under the rug because now we got Biden. We got O'Biden.
Well,
and O'Biden's going to
literally
fix
smashed
everything.
Things so much mm-hmm. and done so much damage that they just can't come out and say sorry, we were wrong. I got to play this thing out.
If I play this, Lily, this video on the just the audio, can I put it on the computer and they'll hear it, perhaps, or he won't be able to hear it. Because I'm muted. Just play it to the board. Okay. Sorry, folks. This is Kamala Harris. You know this clip, right? This is a clip where Stephen Colbert asked her, we haven't seen much of the mainstream media really covering some of the violent protests from BLM. And this is where your vice president, by the way, goes on to say, yeah, we should. They should continue. Here's your new vice president here.
It might be relatives of those very people who have been obstructionists until now. We probably wouldn't be where we are, but again, back to where we are, what the Republicans are proposing is by many accounts, and certainly by my account, absolutely insufficient to meet this moment. And we need to go with the justice and policing bill.
Here's the question.
And I want to make clear that I know that there are protests still happening in
yes.
major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it
yeah,
that I
no.
that
right.
I had
that's right.
for the first few
that's
weeks.
That's right. She smiles. That's right.
But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going
to
stop.
And
everyone beware because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day.
Okay.
And that should be everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not.
The burning down of your
Senator,
city.
We have to
take note
of it. Just welcome
take
it.
Note.
Yeah, we're coming
it's
to burn
not
your city down.
It's not going to stop.
Right.
It's not going to stop after the election.
Right.
Nor should it.
Nor should
now,
it.
Now, I want to add this. Your upcoming vice president went on to start a bail fund for the protesters, right?
Yeah,
now
right.
imagine
imagine if we
close
did that.
Your eyes for a second, okay? Let's assume that Trump didn't say go to the Capitol and peacefully protest. He said peacefully protest.
Yes.
Literally, he said.
And then said, please go home.
And then he said,
amazing.
Please go home.
Some people said he should have said it right away. He was hiding. I'm sure they put him in hiding.
Of course they did. Hey, he said, protest, make your voices heard peacefully.
Peacefully.
He clearly said that. Now imagine if Vice President Pence came out and said the rioters are not going to stop, nor should they.
Yeah.
This is a movement.
And I'll put together a bail fund for them to
it's
bail
not
them
gonna,
out.
Imagine that. It's not going to stop before the election, and it's not going to stop after, nor should it.
Yes.
If Pence said that, and then the next day came out on Thursday and announced a bail fund to bail out the people that attacked the Capitol, there would be outrage, as there should be.
There would be more peaceful but fiery fires.
That's right. Let me tell you about one of the people that Kamala Harris bailed out of prison. He was a child rapist.
Yes.
He raped an 8-year-old girl.
Right.
He's on the streets now, thanks to your new vice president.
That's
the kind of folks that Kamala Harris and her bail fund put together.
Well,
where's
trying,
the mean?
By the way,
so
they're trying to do bail reform. Every liberal city across the country is trying to do exactly what New York State has done. I was talking to a buddy of mine who lives in Virginia. He says, yep, these left-wing liberals are trying to do the same thing. Bail reform. Oh, you've raped a little child? Well, you know what? You should be out on the streets until, because I'm sure you're just a class act and you'll come back for court.
Yeah, exactly. Sick. Yeah, you'll show right back up. Let me read this article, Mike, because this is really good. This is from Raheem Kassam. He writes for, where's my glasses? I can't read it.
I forgot my glasses.
He writes for the National Pulse. This is actually a good piece because he's got some good interviews here. And by the way, folks, I have, and we maybe we'll do a whole another podcast a Wednesday or Thursday if we've got the time. I've talked to several witnesses that were at the White House, at the Capitol building, including Jules Thompson, of course, our friends, Russ and Jules. But I've also talked to other folks that were there, other people that I know from around the country that were there. And I've got a number of not only eyewitness reports, I've got a lot of videos that have not been in the mainstream media that I would like everybody to see. But I'm not going to play those today. We just don't have the time because we want to get on to COVID. We want to get on the vaccines. We've got to get on other things. But I think we're going to probably end up doing a whole montage show or whatever, which is going to include all the liberal hypocrisy. Don Lemon, Kamala Harris, Chris Cuomo saying, well, where does it say that protests are supposed to be peaceful? Remember we said that? Remember I said that? Where does it say that protesters are supposed to be, you know, courteous and peaceful, right? Something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. I'm dark close.
By the way, as they're smashing their own cities, right? That's what really freaks me out.
Yep.
That's what blows my mind.
They don't care.
They went into Atlanta and smashed the CNN building, not the Fox building. They smashed the CNN building.
They don't care what
they're destroying. They're just going to destroy. Right?
This guy Raheem has done some pretty good reporting. Incitement timeline debunked as ex-Capitol police chief says Pelosi and McConnell's sergeant at arms refused security measures. In addition to the fact that Trump openly called for the cheering on of congressmen and peaceful protests, the timeline as established from numerous establishment media reports simply doesn't stack up. The admission that House and Senate security leaders failed to provide Capitol Police with resources on the day will raise questions over the role in the day's events. WAPO reported late Sunday night, 2 days after Congress was set to formalize President-elect Joe Biden's victory, Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund was growing increasingly worried about the size of the pro-Trump crowds expected to stream in the Washington's protests. To be on the safe side, Sund asked House and Senate security officials for permission to request that the D.C. National Guard be placed on standby in case he needed quick backup. But Sund said Sunday, now this is a report to the Washington Post, that they turned him down. In his first interview since pro-Trump rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol last week, Sund, who has since resigned his post, said his supervisors were reluctant to take formal steps to put the guard on call, even as police intelligence suggested that the crowd President Trump had invited to Washington to protest to defeat probably probably would be much larger than earlier demonstrations. House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving said he wasn't comfortable comfortable with the optics of formally declaring an emergency ahead of the demonstration, Sun said. Meanwhile, Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stanger suggested that Sun should informally seek out his guards' contacts, asking them to lean forward and be on alert in case the Capitol Police needed help. I watched them open the doors, folks.
That's right.
This was, I believe,
to say rioters instead of protesters.
This was, right. I believe, I don't know if they maybe just overly trusted the MAGA folks or they were intentionally lax, but again,
well, I will say this,
I watched security people hold the doors open and move gates.
The track record of MAGA folks was not to do what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, it was, I do believe it was a small percentage, you know, may have been a bunch of people. We're talking about a million people there and you got a few thousand. But the track record of the MAGA folks has not been, it's been very peaceful. We've been to every single one that I can imagine. The only time I saw any violence at any of these was there was some Antifa folks down in the city of Buffalo that went after Stefan Mihailu, and they were the ones that started it. Stefan got out of his car very peacefully. Yep. We know Stefan. He's a friend of ours. He's a class act. He's not going to fight with anybody.
In fact,
after they attacked him and started swearing at him and getting in his face, he said, hey, back off. These guys deserve to get their message out. They just need to be able to do it peacefully. That's a class act, right?
Yeah.
He didn't say, go beat them up.
Cards attacked Stefan.
Of course
and,
he did.
And backed up the Antifa folks. Let me talk about this timeline for a second, because here's the dodgy timeline. And while the Washington Post clumsily attempts to blame President Trump for the violence, despite the president's calling for peaceful protests and the cheering on of congressmen, their own article admits that the first wave of protesters arrived at the Capitol about 12:40. President Trump's speech didn't conclude until about 1:11, and with at least a 45-minute walk between the two locations with crowd-related delays, that would put the first people from Trump's speech at the Capitol Hill no earlier than 1:56, a full hour and 16 minutes after troublemakers arrived. So let me just make sure I explain this to you guys, okay? What the media is trying to do, for those that are less informed, and there's a lot of those around you folks, okay? They're going to say it was President Trump's speech, which you won't hear anywhere, it was President Trump's speech that fired people up and got them to go to the Capitol. That's not true. Trump's speech concluded. It was an hour and 16 minutes after before his speech concluded where the troublemakers started the issues going on at the Capitol building. There was no possible way that the Trump speech, you know, and they act as if Trump made the speech.
He dropped the mic and they went running.
He dropped the mic, and then all the MAGA people turned like zombies and went towards the Capitol building, right? And you know, that's not what happened, folks. What happened was you had a small group of agitators. I don't know who they are.
Fired up.
I'm not saying they're Antifa. I did early on. I don't know if they're Antifa. I believe that within Antifa, though, there is a violent paid group. There's no question about that.
It doesn't matter what you call them.
There's been dozens
and dozens, hundreds of people that said we could see the Antifa people getting off the bus, right? Were those the ones that were the agitators? I don't know. But they did show up with busloads of people. As they did downtown Buffalo. I was in downtown Buffalo, whole bunch of peaceful Trump supporters, and they happened to be the Trump supporters happened to be the same ones that want to open the economy. So I said Trump supporters, it was all about opening the economy. But there was a small group of Antifa people there specifically to agitate and to start fights. And one of them had a knife on him. I mean, they were there to cause trouble.
Yep, no question about it. No question about it. And look, there's definitely some nutty people on the right. I mean, clearly, right? There was a guy that was arrested, 70 years old, with multiple weapons and 10 mason jars full of napalm, basically, or whatever, homemade napalm.
And I think, you know, the point is that, you know, when they start burning down a building on either side, they should go to jail. 100% should go to jail, right? From Minnesota, the day that McDonald's went up, every single one of those folks should have been rounded up and put in jail. You start to do that from day one, and both sides, I don't care what side you're on, start to respect the law. Forget about defunding the police. We should be, you want to defund anything, it should be welfare at this point because it's out of control. Defund welfare, overfund the police.
Now, where I think Trump does deserve some blame, and I will say this, is that I think he held out, he kept giving people that hope that, it may still be me, and maybe it will still, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we have not done that. Mike and Glenn here on the Financial Guys, from basically November's loss on forward, once these lawsuits started to fail, you know, I never had hope. I mean, I was kind of, you know, in the back of my mind hoping that there was some miracle. But but I think that was a mistake that the president in some ways made, to say, well, it may still be me. We still have a chance. Now, look, the president's an optimist, so I expect that from him. Right. But I think you could point to that to say, well, he gave people false hope. And as a result, people got to the point of desperation. And I understand that viewpoint. But you cannot contrast what President Trump did against what Kamala Harris did to say they should not stop. I want to say again, folks, Kamala Harris started a bail fund to bail people out of jail that were violently attacking police officers. Okay?
Here's what we need
to sink in for a second.
We need to take Kamala's message with her mouth and transpose it on Pence's head.
Yes.
And if that came out of his mouth, the explosion that would have caused across this country would have been
right. The Democrats get away with unbelievable. Yeah. So we'll do a whole show. I'm going to break down the whole timeline, folks. Yeah. I'm sure we talk about some Saturday's radio show.
We should probably do. Oh, the only problem is they can't hear the caller. So I was going to say maybe we could turn our Saturday show into part of a podcast, which we probably could do a few segments.
We probably
live
could
on Facebook or something like that. But
I think we probably could, but they can't hear the callers and stuff. But I think we do maybe another podcast this week or maybe the radio show. But I want to break down all these videos, all of these different all the different things that
I love that the timeline of
you know, the timeline of the thing. Here's a video, Mike, and I can't really play this, but here's a video. Explain this one to me. Here. There's no audio, really. It doesn't matter what the audio is. I'll just kind of hold this up to the computer for a second so you can see it, okay? Look at what this is. You know what that is?
No, I can't see it.
That's a congressman opening up the door to the Capitol building. What the hell is that?
Come on in.
Seriously.
Come on in.
What's going on? He opens the door and he scurries away. They open the door and they scurry away. Why would you do that?
Right.
Now, somebody's saying, I can't confirm this because it's Twitter, right? But there's a video here. I have to go, you know, search in the video more and blah, blah, blah.
I think you'll find this hallway welcoming to you.
They're saying it was Congressman Mike Nierman. So open the door. So anyway, there's a lot of this stuff out there, folks. Yeah. There's a lot of it. I want to get to all of it. I want to play all the videos. I want to do it all, but we can't do it.
If there's this riot coming at you, you do not open a door.
Of course not.
I don't care.
No.
That's not even an instinctual thing.
Right.
The instinct
right.
is to run the other way and make sure it's
bar
locked.
The doors, yes. right? Bar the doors. Sadly, some people were killed, including a patriot who was shot in the face.
Sad.
I don't understand that. How, she was, I mean, a gun comes out of the window and shoots her in the face. How does that happen? Now, that guy needs to go. That was a security officer. Officer, and he needs to be stripped of his weapon. Okay, that was completely irresponsible.
Well,
okay?
Either you defend the Capitol or you don't.
Well, that was irresponsible.
That, right?
But you can use rubber bullets. You can use a lot more tear gas. You can use all kinds of things.
In,
you know, people are breaking in. If you have to shoot, you defend the Capitol. You defend the Capitol. I'm okay with that. But
I think as you've pointed out, the confusing part is, did they break in or did they not? Because the videos we're seeing are
some cases
being
they
let
did.
In.
It depends on which side of the building.
Very different.
So the people I talked to, Mike.
And by the way, what about the windows? I mean, I'm watching them pop out these windows. My RV windows are more secure than the window. That just doesn't make sense to me. Wouldn't those be bulletproof windows at the
Capitol? Like shatterproof or whatnot, right?
like they've got this little like Craftsman tool set that your little that we would have bought for little Charlie when he was like four. They're popping out their windows.
It's
like,
crazy.
That makes sense.
But there was two different things on two different sides of the building. On the west side of the building, I believe, I may have this backwards, but I believe it was the west side of the building. That's where the doors were opened. And there was no window smashing. There was no violence. There was no skirmishes.
Right.
But on the east side of the building was where they were smashing the windows and breaking in. And that's, again, according to the people I talked to, according to the witnesses that were there. And I'm going to talk to more of them. I'm going to try to find more people that I know from across the country that were there. And I just want to know what happened. Obviously, I'm not going to listen to what AP reports. It's totally fake narrative, folks. If you read the AP news story, you would think that all million MAGA folks were like lunatic, pitchfork and torch wielding animals,
flamethrowers.
Keep going down this path. We'll get there. We'll get there, right?
Well,
you call 75 million Americans racist. Personally, I'm sick of it. We employ dozens. Here's the thing. Here's what bothers me the most, Mike, is the people that say, you nasty people. You are losers because you live in your mom's basement, half of you, right?
That's
you don't employ anybody.
No.
We employ dozens of people.
And they know nothing
about
us.
Commit thousands of dollars of charity. We do the best we can for our community.
Yeah.
And I'm so offended by people who haven't produced one thing in their whole life. right?
The uneducated argument is always you're a racist if if you believe you should open up the economy, and if you don't believe the COVID numbers out of Andy Cuomo's mouth,
you're a lunatic.
Everything's a racist, racist. And you know what they've done for years is people back down. The minute they all racist, they're going to pile up on me. I'm a racist, you know. People are getting sick and tired of it. Just sick and tired of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here's a couple
I said this before. If you continue to defund the police and you continue to burn down stuff, there's going to be this rubber band effect, and there's going to be this explosion the other way. I don't agree with any of it, right? None of us want that. None of us want any
violence. This is not good.
I want to be able to live my life. I want to go into a restaurant on a Friday night, have dinner with my family, and be left alone. That's
exactly
what I want.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's what I think it was Priscilla. Was it?
I definitely want to
Presley?
Switch to COVID. Before
Ayanna
we get
Pressley.
Too far.
Yeah, well, I think it's Ayanna Pressley. She's one of the what do they call it? The crew. What's the deal? They call it the pod. What do they call them? What's the AOC in her group? What do they call them? The
AOC in her group.
What's it called? Like the squad. What do I call it? The pod?
The squad.
Close enough.
I like pod.
Going forward, it's called the pod. Here we go.
I didn't know squad, so I'll call them the pod.
All right, so I think it's Ayanna Pressley. Here's what she said. Quote, there needs to be unrest in the streets. We already talked about Kamala Harris. Protesters should not let up. Here's Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. That was her quote. Okay. And then finally, of course, our most famous Maxine Waters, Mad Max. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, in a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. That was a pretty good impression, I'd say.
That was good. You did
right?
sound
not
like
bad. I will Maxine say Waters, folks, Democrats, all of them. So again, please spare me your righteous
inciting
indignation.
Violence,
okay.
Encouraging
again,
hate.
What happened at the Capitol wasn't right. It was wrong. It's for the 2,000 people out of the million that were there that participated. Shame
I'll tell you
on
what,
you.
The story would have been very different. Very different if that was a Democrat rally.
If that was a Democrat rally, if that was a Democrat rally, the Capitol building would be a pile of ash right now, folks. Yeah, if that was Democrats that got in the Capitol building, it would be half burnt to the ground, okay? Yep. Don't give me this. There'd
You'd
be nothing
CNN
left
saying,
in there.
Well, it was mainly peaceful. I mean, it was a million people.
There would be nothing. If BLM or MAGA got into the building, there would be nothing left of the building. What the MAGA people did was they walked off with some lecterns. They got in some fights. They did some stupid stuff. But I don't know that they trashed and completely destroyed the Capitol. I didn't see that.
No.
I did see it, however.
Burn some cameras and stuff. That kind of stuff, you go to jail. I mean, you should go to jail. There's no doubt about that. You should be arrested.
I just want to mention, by the way, that there was somebody who bombed the Senate back in 1983, and that happened in this country.
Now, who did he support?
Yes, that was she was a woman, actually, and Bill Clinton— Pardoned her. At the urging of
somebody that tried to. Pop.
Yeah, at the urging of Jerry Nadler, right? Yeah. So Jerry Nadler urged President Clinton to pardon. I think it was Susan something or other, and so that was okay. So they pardoned the woman who actually blew up part of the take out senators and kill Republican senators. By the way, it's not as if there's no history of violence here. No. And you know the Democrats set the bar off awfully low. All right, let's move on and talk about COVID a little bit. And before we talk about COVID, actually, can we talk about Cuomo? Because honest to God, can you stop praising this guy, folks? Right. He can't even look in Florida. My parents have already gotten the vaccination.
Yeah, well, here's
my parents are already they cleared out the airport at Fort Myers, and they're already distributing vaccines.
Well,
you know, not a single one wasted. Right? Yep. They had an issue in one of the hospitals where the freezer broke and they too much thawed. So they just said, come on, get over here. Let me start sticking people. We got to use this stuff in New York. They're just letting it go to waste because they're so petrified of being fined. And Cuomo's already fined a hospital to do her show.
Exactly what we said was going to happen. Exactly what we said was going to happen, which is King Andrew wanted to put his band of minions together to be able to supervise the whole process, right? And we said on this podcast and on the radio show, what is he doing? He has no idea anything about this vaccine, right?
Yeah.
But now he's going to supervise it, and now he threatens all these hospitals, you're going to do it my way or no way at all,
yep.
which is, as we know, whether
it's
a Republican or a Democrat, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, we know that they're going to mess it up. Well, sure enough, that's exactly what happened. So now we have New York State is just throwing away vaccines rather than distributing them because they don't know where they should go.
Yeah.
Contrast that with the state of Florida, who he said, we're going to set these up in the airports. And by the way, we're going to use the churches. Now, I wouldn't have used the churches, but hey, you know what? They seem to be working. 7 new COVID vaccination sites opening for seniors, the governor says.
Yep.
So this guy, he didn't overcomplicate it. He yep. just said, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to use airports. We're going to use churches. We're going to set it up. Go. Right. Andrew Cuomo says you're not allowed to do anything until my team researches everything. The result of that, we're throwing away vaccines.
That's just outrageous.
Disgusting.
Just outrageous. Disgusting.
It reminds me of the ventilator. Right.
Yep.
It just shows you the incompetence of government where Andy's going to store the ventilators. And he's going to use them later. Then nobody uses them. Right. We have to get this boat down there. Nobody uses the boat. Now, the same exact thing is happening with these vaccines. Florida will be 100% vaccinated, opened up. Everybody will be back. And New York State will still be scrambling to yep. try to open up their first center and their website that they said is going to. Now, the website, they got a website where you can go see if you're eligible for it. How asinine is this?
How hard is this?
Here's the deal. If you're 70 years old or older,
right.
go get your vaccine.
Right.
Show your driver's license.
Right.
You know, the one you
Super
should
simple.
Use when you vote.
Right.
Go show your driver's license
right.
with your age.
How hard?
And you can go get the vaccine.
Right.
And by the way, next week, you got a week and a half to do it. By next week, we're going to start at 65 to 70. The week after that, it's 50. You know, it's not hard. It's not rocket science. He wants the credit for everything. That when big government gets involved, he is smashing it. And the best part about it is, after this dirtbag has totally destroyed the business community in New York, totally destroyed. Restaurants gone, 2 out of 3 gone, nail salons, gyms, you name it, right? He comes out on his Twitter page yesterday. All of us were laughing. We've got all these different groups.
What are you talking about?
Kelsey McCool said, there's like 8 different text groups coming. He goes, well, we need to start to open the economy. We can't do this. There'll be nothing left. Are you kidding me? Did he get hacked or what? I mean, could it really come out of his mouth that he says that?
But he didn't open the next day.
No.
You would think the next day he'd be like, okay, everything's open, right?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you're going to say that, listen, we can't stay locked down forever. Our businesses are not going to come back. The next day, then, you come out and say, as a result, we've decided to go ahead and open things wide open and hope for
right.
the best, right?
That's right.
No, doesn't
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right. But he can't.
Again,
he can't.
The
he
amazing
can't.
Thing, yeah. again, is that they've got the worst numbers.
Yes.
They've got the worst numbers.
Yes.
It's not as if they're the best off, right?
No, this is
New York is leads the way in deaths. It
yep.
leads the way in death rates.
Yep.
And it leads the way in positivity rates.
Yep.
It's
there
not
is,
working.
There is a clear sign right now, by the way, an absolute clear sign that those masks are absolutely COVID spreaders. Every single person I know that got COVID religiously wore masks. Religiously.
Well, the study showed
every
that.
Single one, Glenn.
The study showed that.
Yes.
And the data backs that up, Mike.
Yes.
Exactly what you said. The CDC data and the studies that they've done absolutely backs it up. They did the study over the summer, and they determined that 70% of the people that came in and tested positive reported that they always wore masks.
Yep.
Another 14 to 16%, I don't remember the exact number,
yep.
reported to almost always wear masks.
Yep.
3% reported very rarely wearing masks or never wearing masks. And if you look at those numbers, you have to look at it and say, well, the people that are always wearing masks were more likely to have COVID. It's just
yeah.
pure
Way
and simple.
More likely.
Pure and simple. And then you get this latest gem. This is just priceless, Mike. This is out of the CDC. Again,
right.
I don't know what to believe this season.
Wait a minute. Did you say the CDC, Glenn?
Yeah.
Is that the science
yes.
that we should be following?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, supposedly.
I
don't even know what to believe anymore.
But when you sent me this video this morning and I watched
this
it,
is unreal.
I just want to cry. I really
this
do. Like, all the damage
amazing.
That's been done. It's a lie. It's
now,
a lie. The COVID, it is literally a flu. And I, by the way, I was talking to somebody who owns
wait
to
hear this.
I was talking to somebody who owns some funeral homes the other day, and a bunch
Man.
Of funeral home directors have gotten together, and of course they came up with the same conclusion that we've been talking about months ago. They said, you know what's really funny is all the other things, SARS, all this stuff that we've ever had, nobody's dying of influenza last year. How could that possibly
be?
Well,
but now they did. They did apparently. Oh. Oh, they did.
Oh, the science shows they did.
Yeah, that's what it did. So the
death certificate didn't show. That's right. The science.
Exactly. You're not going to be able to hear this, folks, on the live version. So again, please go watch our whole download.
If you are watching this live, I'm going to beg you to do one favor. Go to our Facebook page. Grab this video. Kelsey was smart enough to rip it this morning because it will be gone because it's true facts and mainstream media does not like that, right? Yep. Especially social media. Please grab this and share this video the best you possibly can. Everybody, brother, sister, uncle, I don't care. Share it.
No, they put this up on not YouTube, but like a VidTube or something like that. It's a different streaming system. Do you have any idea what it was called? I'll find out after. I'm going to play
YouTube.
It's YouTube. Yeah, it's put up on YouTube because, of course, if you put anything that's counter-narrative on YouTube, even if the CDC puts it out, it's wiped out.
Yeah.
Here's what you're not going to get. You're not going to be able to hear this, folks, on the live version, so bear with me. But please go and watch this video. Go to our download our podcast later. Go to our YouTube page tomorrow or Thursday. You'll see all the videos.
It's up on
Facebook. Well, the videos I'm taking, go watch the whole podcast.
Yeah.
This video, just to summarize, the CDC came out with another report. They just updated their numbers, and they determined that of the 300-some thousand people that died, roughly 80,000 actually died of the flu or pneumonia. Right? Now, 50,000 died from heart attacks. And what they're saying is that they would have died from heart attacks either way. It wasn't COVID that pushed them over the edge. It was they just so happened to have COVID.
Right.
But they really, the heart attack would have killed them either way. Yeah. Right.
Now, the
influenza would have killed them either way.
Now, one second. This is not Mike and Glenn that came up with a study, right? This is the CDC, right? Glenn, the science?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And this is OAN News, One American News reporting this because you won't find this even on Fox. Here, it's a long clip, so bear with me. It's going to be about 2 minutes. Go get a cup of coffee or take a bathroom break if you're watching this live.
The latest numbers from the CDC reveal hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious pre-existing conditions as COVID-19 deaths. One America's Pearson Sharp has more as the CDC counts over 51,000 patients who died from heart attacks as opposed to coronavirus.
The Centers for Disease Control have updated their death counts for coronavirus and reveal yet again that COVID-19 is rarely the actual cause of death among coronavirus patients. According to the CDC themselves, of the 220,000 deaths attributed to the coronavirus, 87,000 of them died from pneumonia and influenza. Another 17,000 died from chronic respiratory diseases and 26,000 died from respiratory distress syndrome. 44,000 patients died from hypertensive diseases, 23,000 died from heart disease, and a whopping 28,000 died from cardiac arrest and heart failure. Yet all of these, even patients who died from heart attacks, were marked down as dying from the coronavirus.
Here's why. Okay, so these different people that died from 51,000 heart attacks, 88,000 from pneumonia and the flu, and so on and so forth. The reason is I said this a couple weeks ago. We both talked about this. One of the worst things we did last year was financially incentivize the type of care that doctors are giving. The second worst thing we did is we politicized the hell out of this so that if you had a dissenting opinion, as opposed to discussing, hey, what'd you use? Oh, I use this. How did that work out? It worked out well. I got this 100 patients I use this on. It seems instead of working together to actually save our lives, right, they hated Trump so much.
They hated
Trump so much that they had to continue to push their narrative, and they let people die as a result. So when you folks on the left go, well, you in the right, all you want to do is open businesses. No. You on the left decide to politicize the whole treatment of this thing from day one, and as a result, you monetize. Not only to mention the respirators or the
ventilators.
Ventilators. Thank you very much. Ventilators. Clearly not the right treatment, right?
But
you get an extra 10 grand, 18 grand, whatever the money is, right?
Right.
If you mark them down as COVID, you get an extra 30 grand.
Well, and think about this, folks. You'd say, well, how could a hospital be so deceptive? Well, they're going out of business. I mean, you're telling all these hospitals, we're shutting down your ability to do hip replacements, knee replacements, removal of warts. And even when they say, oh, we're going to open that, you've scared the crap out of so many people that they're afraid to move out of their house. These hospitals are broke. So now you go, hey, look, if you can find these as COVID cases, we'll give you some extra cash. I mean, they're left between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, but you said this last week, and you've been saying this for weeks and weeks, Mike, and you've been spot on about it, and that is that the messaging out of the Trump administration was horrible. Day one that Dr. Birx came out and said, yeah, we're going to count everything, even if you died from something else or you had pre-existing conditions, but you had COVID at the time of death, we're counting as a COVID death.
Yeah.
President Trump should have stepped up right there and said, whoa.
Right there.
That doesn't seem right.
Right there.
Maybe we should figure out exactly how bad COVID is,
Glenn, how long
by
have
doing
I been
it legitimately.
How long have I been saying that? Dude, this
months,
is not something.
Months.
This is not something that Mike and Glenn just said, oh, we're looking backwards because it's easier to look backwards. From day one, I said, this is bullshit. Start looking at the right numbers and start reporting the right numbers.
By the way,
people like Dr. Erickson, there was hundreds of frontline COVID doctors on the steps of the Capitol begging for Donald Trump and everybody to take their message. If I was Trump, I would have had all those frontline COVID doctors every day. A lot like he did during the debate when he brought
That's
in
right.
all the friends from Billy Clinton,
That's
right?
Yep. That's right. But you're absolutely right, Mike, because guess what happened? YouTube took the video down. If you put it in your podcast, they removed that.
Yep.
If you talked about it on a radio show and you put it up on YouTube, they took that
Fauci,
down.
Fauci would have never been invited to any of them.
No.
The minute he opened his mouth
Gone.
And said he knew darn well the whole mask thing would be divisive. He knew that it would be taking people's freedoms away. He said months ago, these masks are totally useless. If it makes you feel better, you can wear one, but they're totally useless. Then the Democrat Party said, hey, look it, we can control people. And Fauci said, okay, this is great. You better wear a mask because now all of a sudden, my years, decades of experience, I'm such a smart whatever he is.
He's a bureaucrat. He's a bureaucrat.
I'm so smart with all my decades of experiences that I didn't realize when I said the masks were worthless that they're actually worth something. Give me a break.
And by the way, Dr. Fauci is not the top infectious disease doctor in the country, okay? Dr. Fauci is the highest ranked bureaucrat in the federal bureaucracy.
Right.
That's all he is, folks. And unfortunately, because of his rank at the National Institute of Health, right, or wherever he's at, he gets to be the cop guy. Unfortunately, this is where, again, the government patronage and unions and people being promoted because of their tenure, not because of their intelligence, people getting raises and promotions and moving up the food chain, not because of their skills and ability, but because of how long they've been there.
That's right.
Those are bad principles. They're bad principles for doctors. They're bad principles for teachers. Yeah. They're bad principles for police officers, folks. Why do you think we have bad police officers on the force?
Anything.
Why is that? Who do you think protects them?
That's
the union does, right?
That's right.
That's what the union is there to protect the worst employees in most cases that do the stupidest, worst things. Not always. There's some good to unions, don't get me wrong. But for the most part, right, a lot of those officers that are those bad apples, which there are, would be gone in a private enterprise, right?
Yeah.
In a private business, if you mess up or you're not qualified or you don't do a good job, despite, if you don't have a union that protects those employees, you fire them and replace them with better, more skilled, more qualified people.
Somebody who can actually do the job.
More motivated, qualified, intelligent, harder working. There's a whole bunch of attributes that I know we look for,
right?
Union membership and tenure is not necessarily one of them. Now, experience is important. We might look at how long you've been in the industry and experience, but we don't just say, look at 40 years in the industry. 40 years in the industry is a failure. We're probably not going to hire you. I'll give you an example. If you've been in the industry for 40 years and you've been in 16 different firms or 30 different firms in 40 years and you never made it more than 3 years at one place, you're probably not a success, I would
say,
right?
If it's a government agency, they say 40 years of being worthless, we're just going to set you over in the corner. We're still going to pay you.
Well,
we're still going to pay you.
You put them on the docket and you make them the presidential candidate, Mr. Joe Biden, right? 47 years of uselessness, right?
Look at this.
That's what you do.
You've got 40-something years of being totally useless.
Yes.
You're perfect.
You're perfect.
Perfect.
Exactly.
You're perfect. Wait a minute. You want to have a candidate that's absolutely useless, that's done nothing for 40 years?
We got him. We got him.
I think it's a great idea.
We got a couple of them. Nancy, get up here. You're next.
I think it's a great idea.
Exactly. It's just frustrating.
I like it.
All right, let's wrap this up. The last thing I want to just talk about in the last couple minutes here is what they're doing to President Trump. And this is wrong. And the reason they're doing this, folks, is, we don't want him to run again. We got to impeach him. Nancy Pelosi is threatening
How
Mike
about some
Pence,
of the Republicans
right?
with zero backbone.
Zero backbone.
Zero.
Let me tell you what this is about, folks. This is not about necessarily, it's partly about we don't want Trump to run again. They fear him running again because
they
know he'll win again. Rasmussen just came out with a poll this weekend. Trump supporting after the Capitol. Mainly peaceful protests, some bad actors, right?
Yeah.
After that, this weekend's poll, Rasmussen, 51% support President Trump. 51%.
Wow.
There's no way. You would think based on media reports it was like 20%, right?
Yeah.
But here's what they want. Not only do they fear Trump and they don't want President Trump to run again, they want to make an example of him to say if you think you're in the private sector,
that shows up.
Right?
Yep.
If you think you're going to run and you're not part of our club, we're going to destroy you
and
your family and your friends, right? Disgusting.
Just 4 years trying to destroy him and his family.
Well, now,
think about the hypocrisy of just the Hunter Biden laptop.
It's worse than that, though.
I mean, we all know, had that laptop been 1/60 of it, been on one of the Trump kids' laptops, it would have been, you want to talk about an explosion of media coverage, right? They would have gone after their friends.
Oh, absolutely.
That guy who owned that tech store, it would have been surrounded with media cameras for months and months and months until they got every picture out to every single person.
But somebody
not
is
Hunter. But Hunter just walks.
But what's going on now is even worse than that, Mike, because Forbes, the company, magazine, a company, which I'll never do business with again, right? We've been written up in Forbes in the past in a positive way, right? Won't do that again because I think they're garbage now. And then the reason they're garbage, they put a memo out to their staff. Don't even think about hiring anybody who worked for the Trump team, anybody associated with Trump, anybody who's a MAGA person, anybody in his administration, absolutely barred from being hired. In addition to that, somebody is threatening these, the Bar Association of New York State just came out and said they want to strip Rudy Giuliani's a license, right? And on top of that now, a Parler who has been the clear and obvious antitrust and collusion violation, clearly, right? You cannot collude with a number of businesses to put out your competition. That is absolutely against U.S. law. There should be charges being filed right now against Amazon and the rest of them, but they're not. And so Parler now is trying to sue. Their attorneys are resigning. Their attorney, they're having a hard time finding attorneys. Who's threatening these people, folks? That's what you have to ask yourself. Somebody in the media, of course you won't do that. Somebody is threatening these people. Somebody is threatening these attorneys, saying, don't you dare take this case. It's the deep state. It's the CIA that's doing it because they're evil and they're corrupt. And that's sad, but that's where we're
all
at.
All different levels, by
sad.
The way, right? Even down to the liquor authority who's walking into the back of
absolutely.
The restaurant.
Yeah, sneaking in, right?
The dirt bag.
Just this is disgusting. What's going on?
All right, we got to go, guys.
All right,
let's do another one. We'll try to do another one Thursday.
Yeah, we'll do one Wednesday or Thursday that really details the Wednesday protest. I want to go through timelines. I want to go through videos. I want to show you the things that I've seen. We've already ripped them all from the web and put them on our servers, so they're not going to be disappeared. But we're going to go through, you know, what happened on each side of the building. We're going to play through videos, and then we're going to go through a little stroll down the media lane and talk about all the different actually, maybe we should close with a montage. That might be a good thing to do. So those on the live video, we'll say goodbye right now. We'll close the podcast with a media montage of the media, in their own words, inciting violence. So we'll play that after this.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly.
He's literally standing in front of a building that is on fire. Okay, I can't. How do you even? It's not really unruly. Now, they just classified 75 million Americans as mobsters, or the million people that that attended the protest, even though there was 2,000 people that were, everyone there, apparently, according to them, was violent insurrectionists, right? But here, he's literally standing in front of a burning building. You can't make this stuff up. Let me back that up.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
No. They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal. Morally.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
Well, thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care that much about statues.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do not get.
I think that was a gunshot.
That, oh, this is some something that has not never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
People get mad, and people get sick of it. People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up.
Most of the major movements in American history have started at the grassroots level, and at some point have turned into direct conflict with American government. So remember your history before you judge your present.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I disagree.
We'll just close that up before.
Wait, by the way, we like us live, on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And I'm telling you, grab that Facebook video. Please, please, please share it with your friends and family.
Absolutely.
It needs to go viral today. 96% CDC, 96% of the COVID cases. Actually, not COVID deaths. Now, who said that? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well, garbage. Just, think about the destruction.
It's been the same. Think about the destruction. Think about all the folks, the anxiety, depression, global starvation that they caused.
Yep. Yep. And, because they hate Trump. Really. And that's what it comes down to.
All because they hate Trump.
All because they have Trump arrangements.
This would have never been handled this way if it was Barack Hussein Obama in office.
Nope, absolutely not. If you're watching this on YouTube, thanks again. Give us a thumbs up if you liked what you saw. If you don't watch us again. We'd appreciate that. Subscribe if you like. And that way you'll get the updates if we do an off session, a podcast or a video. We're actually starting to do that. You did a live a feed yesterday. We'll probably do another podcast this week. So subscribe. You'll get all that information.
I did a live feed, and now we have done all kinds of TV, all kinds of radio, all across the country. I did this live feed, and I must have had 100 people go, I saw you this morning. I'm like, why, where? Oh, Facebook. Oh, wow, okay.
I think because Facebook, you get a notification like, hey, Financial Guys have gone live. So, oh, okay, I'll go look, a little bit different. We'll be doing a lot more of that, folks, and at least until they kick us off of Facebook. I'm sure they'll kick everybody off, and same thing with Twitter. So, anyway, on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thank you again for watching. We do appreciate it. I'll end with the media montage, and we'll splice that in. You won't be able to hear it here, so we'll say goodbye, and then Lily will have you splice that in, and we'll close the podcast with that. So thanks again, folks, and we'll see you on Saturday on the Financial Guys Radio Network on multiple stations, WHAM, WBEN, and down South Florida as well. All right, thanks for watching.